This year's legislature is sending two riot-boosting bills to the governor for her signature. The first one, House Bill 1117, was introduced early in the session and passed out of both houses last week. After that bill passed, the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee drafted an amendment to it and put the new language into a separate bill, House Bill 1199. That amendment cleared the full Senate on Monday, March 9th. Part of the amendment eliminates the term riot boosting. Last year, the legislature passed a riot boosting law designed to get fines and settlements from pipeline protesters and the organizations that support them. That law was stopped in federal court on constitutional grounds. This year's law takes out last year's suppression of free speech and assembly, the aspects blocked by the federal judge. But it still works to prevent South Dakota and its political subdivisions from suffering millions of dollars in losses if pipeline construction should draw hundreds or thousands of protesters. Bill sponsor Lee Schoenbeck tells the Senate why the term riot boosting has been changed.
The bill used the concept of riot boosting, which is not a known entity in the law, and it changes that throughout the bill now to incite to riot, which everybody understands and should understand that that's a bad thing.
This year's riot bills are companion pieces to the Peace Fund law that sets up a pool of money for state and political subdivisions that incur costs from protests. This newest legislation, before amendment, allowed damaged third parties to claim reimbursement from the Peace Fund, but Schoenbeck says that part is now gone.
That language wasn't really a problem related to the Peace Fund, but it took too long to explain, and it's just cleaner to take it out.
An opponent to this most recent action says the amendment is an improvement, but Senator Red Dawn Foster voted against it because she says it has the same intent as failed versions to punish pipeline opponents.
I'm still confused of how farmers, ranchers, indigenous peoples can be considered terrorists when you have foreign companies who are actually poisoning the land and the water.
The bill passed on a 26-7 vote. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.